Susan Reddick lost her husband David in the September 11th attacks. He was supposed to fly from Boston to Los Angeles that morning on a business trip. About a year later, Susan co-founded a Boston-based nonprofit called Beyond the 11th, which supports widows in Afghanistan. Here's her reflection on 20 years since the day that forever changed her life.
September 11th, 2001, started like any other normal, ordinary day. I was headed to the grocery store after preschool drop-off when I heard on NPR that a plane had crashed into the North Tower. I remember sitting in the parking lot that morning with the car running, thinking, things like this don't happen to people like me, but maybe I should check Dave's itinerary. Dave was on American Airlines Flight 11, the first plane to hit the World Trade Center. I was 33 when he died. We had two young kids, and I was pregnant with our third. Our lives were just beginning. I coped in part by staying busy, really busy. Our daughter was born in November. My sister and I wrote a children's book in December. I got a puppy in January. Then, at some point in the winter of 2002, I decided to organize the first annual Dave Reddick Father's Day Fun Run. I'd never even been to a fun run before. I thought about maybe 50 friends might show up. Instead, more than 1,000 people came. I hadn't planned to address the runners. I'd never done any public speaking at all. But when I climbed atop a U-Haul, a hush came over the crowd. And in that moment, I recognized that the nation was still reeling. I knew that people needed for me to be okay, to be hopeful, to be strong. That would give them permission to be okay too. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I do remember feeling the power of words, of my words. Even on my most difficult days, I knew I could make choices to keep life as normal as possible for my kids. And I learned that my counterparts in Afghanistan, other young widowed moms, had no such choices. If I could help just one woman, I thought, that would be something. It would be a start. Not long after the run, I co-founded a nonprofit called Beyond the 11th. Our mission? To support and empower widows in Afghanistan. Change takes time, but there has been progress. Millions of girls have been educated. Maternal mortality has declined. More women have taken on public roles as teachers, doctors, journalists. All the education, knowledge, awareness. Afghan women own that now. I was heartbroken to see the last American plane leave Afghanistan. Our work there is so far from done. If the chaos and tragedy of September 11th gave me a voice, it also gave Afghan women the opportunity to be seen and heard. Their voices may be softer now and harder to hear, but it's our responsibility to keep listening.
Susan Reddick is the co-founder of Beyond the 11th.